Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, I should say.
Welcome
to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about everything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended, in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I suppose everybody's waiting to talk about the outlaw candidate now.
The outlaw candidate. I know. His stock has gone up, probably.
Oh, it has. It has. It's going to be a fun 6 months to the rest of...
they gave him so much fodder. He's going to use this.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use it for sure.
They fired too soon is what they did, but I'll get to that later.
You know what's going to be awesome? So, I wonder if he can write off any of the judgments against him. And he starts writing it off, and then they'll get even more upset. I didn't write the tax law. I just take advantage of it, right? That's what he'll say.
Well, so, lots of Trump stuff. Trump is officially our Nelson Mandela. Black support for Trump surging. Forgiato Blow and the Trump Latinos have released a new rap. Now, you might remember Mr. Blow from the Target is Targeting Your Kids rap from last year. We played that on the show. It blew up, so I'd like to see this one blow up as well. Lots of California stuff because the haircut has not been having a good couple of weeks. California wants
gabbing nuisance?
Yeah, California wants to ban reusable shopping bags. The plastic ain't working out. It's hurting the environment still. More restaurants closing because of the minimum wage hike, which has forced California Democrats to hold back on increasing the overall minimum wage to $25 because they're seeing all the closures and layoffs. He doesn't want voters deciding on taxes because they, quote, lack the capacity to do so. There's a proposition.
Realize what just happened.
What?
He called us stupid.
Exactly.
He just called us stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He and the teachers union had a little tiff, and he lost.
And who's stupid now?
Yeah, and a couple other things that we will hopefully get to. I've got a crazy...
The teacher schooled him?
Yeah. So awesome about that is he caved like a board of plywood. I mean, he just, you know, they got upset, and he's like, oh, my God, don't hurt me, and just...
So maybe we have another nickname for him, Caveman. He caves.
That's right.
Good job, Caveman.
And we can ask him,
why are you gay?
Want to know why I needed the board last night?
Why are you gay? I knew you said that today's show was going to be lit, and I was worried about it, and now I know I was justified. Why are you gay? Oh. What? Just stop. Why are you gay?
Oh, no.
Wow. I was late. Maybe I shouldn't have shown up at all. Why are you gay? Man, you guys are having way too much fun with this.
That's right.
Isn't that like 5 years old and out of Nigeria?
It's 100 years old. Yeah, but no, I had to have it on there, and then...
do you have more surprises for us later?
I do.
Everyone has AIDS! My grandma and my dog are all blue. So do you.
Make it stop. Calgon, take me away.
I was busy last night. So, do we have any crazy on the ways?
I do. I have a crazy on the way. Okay. This is the first time in history. I couldn't believe it. I came this morning, and I was the first one here.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
That's absolutely crazy. I'm usually the last one here.
Yes, because I decided to sleep in a little bit and was just enjoying my morning, and then, I got to go. And then,
yeah. <you know. laughs> Hey, well, Ziggy maintained his second place. He's always here second,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Second is the best.
You and I flopped, and I didn't know what to do with it. I thought I was in an alternative universe or something.
Am I at the right place?
So, yeah.
Well, we all made it, and that's very nice. Although I will say I did hit all the green lights coming here, so it was...
That's crazy.
That was quite exciting. Because, you know, you sent the text. It's like, ha-ha, finally I beat you. I was waiting for a red light to text you back. Never happened.
So, oh.
Because I kept hitting all the green lights. Ziggy, well, do you have... Well,
they're all green if you don't look, Brian.
Well, that's true. You know, we should talk about where you were last week, because you weren't here. You were in Philadelphia on a subversive mission to arrange that the Gay Pride March last Sunday would go smack into the Free Palestine March, and hilarity would ensue, because the Free Palestine people were blocking the gay people, and they had a little argument.
Huh.
It was fabulous.
Wow.
And darn, the cover's blown.
And the Free Palestine people were all,
why are you gay? Oh, come on.
Yeah. So
I just want to know which one did he march with?
No, he was just off to the side.
You didn't pick sides on that Ziggy? He didn't march with the Palestinians?
He engineered the route so that they would collide with each other.
I marched them into each other.
Yeah.
Just mixing it up every chance you get, huh?
Just so I could have them ask each other.
That's right. So my crazy on the way involves another gym story where I was on the treadmill. Mm. As I usually am, and there's been this young lady there lately who's just smoking everybody, and we've all noticed. I mean, number one, she looks like she's 12. I mean, this girl is tiny, but she is, you know, she's lifting more, she's running more. I mean, it's like, get out of her way. She's a little Tasmanian devil running through the gym. So I get on the treadmill, and there's two cup holders, and one of them has a set of car keys in it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, someone can't leave, so they're going to come looking for these. So I put my water in the other cup holder, and I was doing my thing. But half hour later, she comes around the row of treadmills, and she's looking in all the cup holders. And I said, oh, these must be hers. So I get the keys out, and I'm like, hey, are you looking for these car keys? And instead of a little girl voice like I expected, she replied with, thank you. I forgot what machine I was using. Now, I'm using a deeper register than she had, because I can't mimic that. But suddenly I was stunned, because, you know, you're supposed to sound like a 12-year-old, you know, not like a man. It's like, oh, honey, lay off the steroids, you know. No wonder you can lift so much. And I just smiled and said, okay, here you go.
Here you go.
You
know? And you've been wondering ever since.
I've been wondering ever since if it's actually a man, but it's like, you know. Because I'm pretty sure it's a girl, but but she wears a lot of baggy sweats.
Yeah, you can't guess on that anymore.
Yeah,
you can get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, so it's like, well, you know, it's a good thing I ignore all the women at the gym. So it's just like, yeah.
Well, it's one more reason for me to avoid the gym altogether.
That's right.
And you never know what's going to happen. It's not safe.
You know what we say about guys who avoid the gym, right?
Why are you gay? Man, we have digressed. I mean, a whole new low. And moving on.
You know, I half expect...
So what do we got?
I half expect some of our listeners think today was supposed to be gloomy, because, you know, we've taken some hits lately with the Trump verdict. And I will just say I have never been more enthusiastic for things political, especially Mr. Trump himself.
I'm okay with the verdict. I mean...
Apparently, I was...
It's really... I was surprised. So I was surprised with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited about it, because I think it's just more fodder. It's going to be exciting. It's what must-see TV now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more entertaining.
Right.
Right? It's like when Dennis Rodman used to play basketball. You watch, not necessarily always for the basketball, just to see what he's going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to see what former president does.
Well, the Democrats are doing their victory.
Would you call him criminal president or something?
The outlaw
president?
Yeah.
The outlaw candidate?
The outlaw candidate, yeah. He'll be in San Francisco. Well, no, he was. By the time this airs, he would have been in San Francisco Thursday. No,
isn't there a law? If you're a convicted felon, you can't run for president.
That's not true.
That's not true?
Nope.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want, and still you can run for president.
Yeah. Well, maybe not whatever you want.
We're proving we have no standards for the presidency.
Oh, no, we have standards. Just being a convicted felon isn't one of them.
Well, and you don't have to remember your own name or know where you are or be able to read a teleprompter.
Yeah, number one, I think, you know, we got 6 months till the election. They fired their – they shot their wad too soon. They think this is some sort of a kill shot based on their victory lap. You got Biden smirking. You got Hillary smirking. Somehow they think this is the end, and it's not. And everybody, you know, and the rank and file left, so just, you know, they all seem to think this is over. This is it. No more Trump. And it's like, that's not true. He's raised, at least as of this recording, $70 million since the verdict. 30% of those donors, as of last Friday, after the verdict, had never donated before. Twitter had, it just exploded with people saying that, you know, I wasn't voting for him before, but I am now because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, in fact, there is a chap on TikTok, and I can't get his name to find out who he is because they kind of cut it off, but I'm just going to play a little bit of what he had to say about it. And he kind of, he kind of sums it up very well. See, once again, I get dropped off the internet here. And I kind of need the internet, Scott. What's going on?
I'm pretty sure it's gabbing nuisance.
Always blame the Democrats. That's what we go.
Well, maybe he's right. Maybe we're too stupid.
Oh, I don't know. Tell you what, one of us can't figure out how to work his computer. That's for sure. So anyway, this gentleman on TikTok had this to say.
You know how many partnerships I'm going to lose for making this video? Do you know how many partnerships? I can see him calling me right now. I'm about to lose a lot of money, but I don't care. I never done nothing for the money. I've never done nothing to make other people happy. I say what I want to say when I want to say it. I'm for sure voting Trump 2024. Ain't no question in the world, dude. I am voting Trump 2024. And I ain't a liberal, so I can tell you why I'm going to do something, okay? The reason I'm going to vote Trump 2024 is because one main reason. This man getting the people treatment. He's getting the people treatment. He ain't getting treated like a billionaire. He ain't getting treated like a president. He ain't getting treated like a politician. He's getting treated like me. He's getting treated like me. And the people that I despise, the elites, the people that don't answer to the same law that I answer to, the people that can literally bat an eye and say, hey, make that disappear from me, and it's gone, the people that never get challenged on the disrespectful BS that they commit every single day, I can't stand. But this man's getting popped for things commoners don't even get popped for. This man is under scrutiny more than a black man downtown Compton with a bag of good in his pocket. This man is being sent through a sifter so fine that they're checking what type of toilet paper he uses to make sure there's nothing illegal in it. And this man is now a felon. One of the only people in politics, period, that's a felon. And y'all acting like you're fighting against the system when you are on the same side as the universities, the mainstream media, 99% of politicians, every manufacturing company that does their business overseas. You think you're fighting the system when your entire face is plastered over Target, Nike, Walmart, every time your month comes around. You think you're fighting against the machine when you literally go to universities and they preach what you preach. Please, you are not going against the system. You are just not smart enough to realize you are the fuel and the cogs in the machine you don't even understand is bending you over a barrel. This is what's insane to me. Fight the system. How can you fight the system, Becky? You are literally the thing that makes the system work.
So this goes on for another couple of minutes, but and I did catch his.
I love it.
Yeah, I did catch his TikTok
fun.
Tag. It's John
I wanna,
Dawson.
I want to get a clip of just the soundbite. Were you fighting the system, Becky?
That was awesome.
So his name is John Dawson. I did finally catch his TikTok tag. Let's see if I can find him on Instagram here. It just says podcaster and entrepreneur. Quote: I build stuff for fun. So, you know, if that's. One sentiment from one person. You
can now, he said he was a liberal.
He says he's not a liberal.
He said he was a liberal, and that's why he can tell us why
he's not. I heard him say he was not.
Oh, he's not a liberal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
You couldn't tell?
Well, again, we don't guess at those things. For fear of getting in trouble.
Oh, and the big... We talked about this last time, the Polymarket betting site where you can bet on
who's going to win candidates.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one, they predicted the conviction by 76%, and since the conviction, they are now voting or betting 54% for Trump and 38% for Biden. So Biden has actually dropped. And
that's a 16-point swing.
Yeah, and if that's any...
And the other 16% goes to Harris?
No, probably.
I know, that was a joke.
Yeah, probably Kennedy.
When she's got like 1/16 of a percent.
Oh, yeah. Even. So, I mean, this is so far backfiring because his, you know, Trump supporters aren't leaving him.
Nope.
He's not giving up, and it's... What were they trying to accomplish?
I think the supporters are going to double down.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? He's really our horse in the race.
Yeah.
So that's...
And we can just look at Joe Biden and Hillary and say...
Why are you gay?
Oh, come on. Well, we are up on a break, and we're actually a minute late, so we need to take a minute off the next segment. Drake and Scott with Ziggy Radio...
Taking a minute out of this segment.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy at Radioslot.com back after this.
I stand with Trump, I stand with Trump. I stand with Trump, I stand with Trump. I stand with Trump, I stand with Trump. Woo! Republicans, it's the big homie. Big homie. Red wave in the streets, I own them. In the streets. Donald Trump on these beats, voting. Nephew. Someone telling Tifa that I'm really on it.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. This is the latest from 4G Auto Blow with the Trump Latinos. They released this after the verdict. And you'll remember these guys from the Target is Targeting Your Kids rap from last year. Their YouTube channel is Mayor of MAGAville and Trump Latinos. So they have a variety of raps that, you know, I'm not a rap guy, but this stuff really kind of slaps. So let's not a rap guy? No.
There's a news flash.
That's right. So let's blow them up like they did last time. Mayor of MAGAville and Trump Latinos on YouTube. Do check them out. So what are we going to talk about next? Ziggy, do you have any ideas?
I got.
Go ahead, Scott.
So we talked about... show or two ago, we talked about the Planet of the Apes movies.
Yes.
I was going to catch up on the three prequels and then go see the new one.
Right.
I was all excited. But it was kind of late. We went to a late showing. Sat next to my buddy. Promptly fell asleep for like an hour.
Oh, no.
I missed most of the movie.
Wow.
So that might be commentary in and of itself, or it just might mean that I'm old and fell asleep. So I have to go watch it again just to know if it was worth watching the first time when I didn't watch it.
I see.
So
you fell asleep in a movie, huh?
Yeah. That all don't. Don't. Here it comes. No.
I fell asleep in a movie one time. I was out on a date with a young lady. And
you fell asleep on a date?
Yeah.
Did she have a manly voice too?
No. She was a nice girl, but I was in college, so I was doing classes during the day, and I was working graveyards at the radio station. By Friday night, when we went out, I was whipped. So we went to see it was the fancy Romeo and Juliet that Baz Luhrmann did, you know, 25 years ago now, and yeah, I dozed off in the middle of it, and. Let's just say she wasn't too happy, and we didn't go out again. So.
Yeah, another news flash. A lot of news flashes today.
What is that?
What? News flash? She didn't go out with you again? You fell asleep on her.
Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't go out with you again either.
Well.
If a guy falls asleep on you, ladies, don't go out with him again.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
And the other news flash is you don't like rap.
No. But I'm just. I wasn't disappointed in the outcome of that. You know, I thought she was kind of dull herself. Dull. So maybe that's why I fell asleep. Yeah. No, I was
combination.
Yeah, I was particularly whipped that day, that night, and it just didn't work out. So
it is okay to fall asleep during a movie.
No.
If you're particularly whipped that day.
No, I'm just trying to empathize with your story.
Oh, thank you.
And say that I've been there myself, so I understand.
All right. So well, thank you.
Okay.
On another note, I was flipping channels yesterday, and the Bourne Legacy was on. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Renner.
Right.
It's the one Bourne movie where he's the star.
Right.
And there's no, who's the other guy?
Matt Damon.
There's no Matt Damon in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten about that movie, and it just sucked me. It was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing my whole Jeremy Renner thing, and I'm all excited. And then a commercial comes on. Apparently, he's back in business. Remember, he had the big
snow tractor
accident.
Almost lost one of his legs.
Well, he almost lost totally. He almost died or something. But I guess he's back, and he's got a show, Mayor of Kingstown or something like that.
Okay.
So and they're coming up with the new releases coming out. So good for him. Be back on his feet, literally.
Yeah, he was
back in business.
Hawkeye in the Avengers. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be a typical Hollywood jerk. So
yeah. So I'm gonna be a fan until he says something dumb.
Okay.
He won't. He's amazing.
Yeah. So Ziggy, why don't you consult the list and pick our next topic?
I thought we were going on the tax there. How dumb are we?
Newsom and the tax. Okay, let's.
Haircut.
Let's go to that. So we have a thing we're voting on in California here pretty soon. This is from Reform California. Governor Gavin Newsom was confronted in court this week, or as the show airs last week, as he seeks to block the California Taxpayer Protection Initiative from appearing on the November 24 ballot. In a stunning argument at a hearing this week before the California Supreme Court, Gavin Newsom's legal team argued that voters are too stupid to decide on important issues like tax hikes. Quote, the voters simply don't have the capacity, claimed Margaret Prinzing, attorney for the haircut.
That's rich for him to claim we don't have capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Methinks thou protest too loudly,
well,
pot calling the kettle black.
What is it that they want, though? They don't want Californians voting on taxes because we might say no.
Yep.
See, so they just want to tax everything that moves, and if we have to vote on every tax as this initiative makes or creates, we could potentially say no to things, and the haircut doesn't want that.
Okay, so in a one-party state where like 67% of California is liberal Democrat,
mm-hmm.
will they vote in favor of this new tax law where...
They don't want to take the chance that people aren't getting fed up enough.
No, but I mean, will the 67% that he's called stupid who don't have capacity, don't you think they're going to say, oh, I can control whether my taxes go up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to vote in favor of no taxes without a vote.
Sure. Yeah.
I would think that this is a unifying bipartisan proposition that the whole state could vote for.
Yeah.
Who votes for more taxes?
It's too late.
Well, people
have happened years ago.
Oh, wait. I know who votes for more taxes. Gabbing nuisance.
Well, no. A lot of
which
people.
Brings me back to, isn't he the one lacking capacity?
Well, right. But a lot of people vote for new taxes whenever they're on the ballot. It's, I mean, not all.
If
not
they're
going to
get something out of it.
Well, okay. Maybe that's that. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, but it's what are they going to get out of this?
Nothing. They're just
higher taxes.
Yeah, right.
Right? So they'll vote against it. Let's see.
We'll see.
They'll word it funny to where everybody's confused, and it'll barely pass by 2%. One direction or the other.
We will quote you on that when the time comes in November, so I will make a note, because I think you're probably right. The measure would supersede and nullify many tax hikes being placed on the November ballot, and it would close loopholes politicians have exploited in recent years to impose tax hikes. That nullification provision would immediately produce tax savings for Californians, and that's what they're against.
Yep.
The measure would also strengthen the requirement that local tax hikes must receive 2/3 voter approval to go into effect, and the measure would combat false and misleading ballot titles currently used by state and local politicians to deceive voters into voting for ballot items that contain hidden tax hikes. So... that's what they...
Well, what I love is they collected over 1 million signatures, which means there have to be some Democrats in there, because I don't think there's 1 million Republicans in this state.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if 1 million people signed this thing,
Yeah.
And then they formed an emergency injunction last October to make sure that this couldn't be voted on the November election coming up. Mm-hmm. That's just dirty bull right there.
Yeah. Big red flag.
I think there's no other way to say it. It's terrible. And I'm not only closing this down because we've got to take a break, but...
Vote for the CTPI.
Yeah. All right. Back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. More California news. We're really hitting California pretty hard here.
We gotta still talk about this guy.
We're hitting home.
Yeah, can you adjust your microphone a little bit? Because you sound kind of faint.
Adjust this.
There you go. As you're talking to their crooked microphones.
Why are you gay?
All right. So, this Newsom story I really like. So the state wanted to cut education budgets, and by a lot, actually, by a significant amount of money. I don't have the dollar amount here. But anyway, it upset the California Teachers Association. They ran an ad calling Gavin Newsom a jerky jerk face from Jerktown, population him. And within 48 hours after he was done crying, he caved. So now they've reached an agreement.
What do you mean, done crying? All he does is cry.
Well, he was crying.
Cries and whines.
They don't like me. And, you know, they calling me jerk. California students, educators, and families will not be impacted by cuts to the classroom this year. The ad blasted the governor and warned against bigger class sizes and thousands of teacher layoffs because of the cuts the governor wanted to make to close the state deficit. And just the fact that he folded like origami was just hilarious. So that's why I wanted to talk about that one.
Yeah, how terrible that he wants to raise taxes everywhere, but then he wants to cut funding to schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's stupid now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's question his capacity every chance we get.
So
what I'm really scared about is Biden will have to step out and they'll stick him in as the candidate.
Well, they can because Biden's already in trouble in Ohio by missing the deadline, their ballot deadline to get on the ballot. I don't know what it's called.
It's called a ballot deadline.
There you go. So by a certain date, he had to file papers in Ohio to get on the ballot, and he missed that deadline. So he is.
Oh no! The whole Democratic Party planned their rally or vote thing after the deadline date in Ohio. So
yes,
calendar wise, they set themselves up for failure.
Right.
Can't manage that, but you want to manage the country.
Right. So I mean, because of little things like that, I don't think it is conceivable that they will replace him. I understand the chatter about it, and it could. Yeah. Happen. It is a possibility. I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Inconceivable.
I just don't think it will. Yeah. Because if they replace Biden, you know what question everybody's going to be asking?
Why are you gay? Oh my goodness. We're going to set a record for the clip most overused on our show.
I love it. And that's just one clip. I need to get some others from that interview. So, California Democrats reversing course on a $25 minimum wage because of massive job losses and the budget deficit. So if you know if people aren't working, they aren't paying taxes. And if they aren't paying taxes, we aren't closing the deficit. California's ambitious plan to raise the minimum wage for healthcare workers to $25 an hour, facing a major setback. Newsom and state lawmakers scrambling to delay the implementation.
So he wants to make medical care more expensive for everyone.
Yes. And it could be they're pausing because of the significant job losses, the $20 minimum wage.
We should call him Governor Dollar Sign.
Yeah.
Who raise taxes.
Governor Green.
Raise our medical costs. Who? We had an early dinner.
What did we call him at the pre-show meeting? Scratch and sniff, or was that Biden? No, that was Biden. That was Biden, right?
Yeah, that was Biden.
Never mind.
No, Biden is scratch and sniff.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. So
it's creepy.
Yeah, so yeah, this $25 thing was specifically for healthcare workers, and it was intended to address the staffing crisis in healthcare facilities by attracting and retaining qualified workers through higher pay. So now they're afraid it's just going to cause more layoffs, et cetera. And, well, maybe we shouldn't do this.
So. You know, if he is very consistent, consistently bad. I was reading a little bit farther on this teachers union thing.
Yeah.
You know, the cuts that he wants to implement?
Or wanted to, past tense.
Or wanted to. I guess he's backtracked now because he lacked the capacity to make a good decision in the first place. No, it would come out to a $150 cut per student in the whole state.
That's bad, right?
I'll have to explain that. It's bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good.
Oh, okay.
Just to quote one of my favorite rap artists of all time, or groups, Run DMC.
Ah, okay.
It's from their song, Peter Piper.
Okay.
I got to throw it in there because you don't like rap, so I got to poke you and also share things that might be outside your realm of knowledge.
You know what we say about guys who like rap, right?
Why are you gay?
Sure. Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Oh, my.
Anyway,
I'm tickled at how much this tickles you guys.
So I'm sorry, I interrupted your train of thought there. Were you saying more about the budget
No,
situation?
That train wrecked.
Oh, that train wrecked. Okay.
I forgot where I am. Okay. So now I'm really upset with Governor Haircut, the caveman. Lacks capacity. Governor dollar sign.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about him. I mean,
people are leaving.
Yeah. Yep. But they're leaving behind more people that genuinely lack certain mental capacities to to take care of the basics. And what do we want to talk about next, Ziggy? Why don't you finally pick something?
I picked the last one.
We were going to talk about that anyway. You should pick one we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, how about this grocery bag shenanigan?
Let's do the plastic bags.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
This is hilarious, actually. They want to ban reusable shopping bags. Remember, there was a big push. You know, you can't use paper because that kills trees. So they got us plastic bags.
And then, at 10 cents a pop.
And now we got to pay for these plastic bags.
Well, unless
they decided that the plastic bags are bad for us, too.
Right.
So they started promoting. And every store has these reusable bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to tell us that we can't bring our own bags in.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, the headline is a little misleading. That's not the case. You can still use your own, but it's AB 2236 and SB 1053. They want stores to ditch the plastic bags and go back to paper because the plastic is bad.
They went to thicker plastic.
Yeah, thicker plastic, and it's still hurting the environment. So we need to ditch reusable plastic bags altogether and go back to paper,
because people aren't reusing them.
Right, and of course, paper bags. I mean, they break right away. The handles on them, and you can't reuse them. So you're gonna, you could still buy your own. It's just,
I'm gonna go in from now on. I'm gonna go in with my reusable bag. And when they start to bag my stuff, I'm going to say, no, don't use that. I want you to use half and half plastic and paper. Just, I'm going to play all three lanes on this one just to be difficult.
Oh, well, but why are you going to make it difficult for the store? It's not their decision.
I was just trying to have fun.
Oh, okay. You should just, when you get to the checkout counter, just lean forward and say,
why are you gay?
What bothers me is that they keep going back and forth and waffling over which bags are right, which ones aren't, which one's environmental, and which one isn't, and then they change. Is Fauci running this campaign?
Well, no. People who lack certain mental capacities are running things where they make one
waffling back and forth that feels like the vaccine thing and the mask thing.
Right, So they make one change and think they're done, and then because they didn't think that first change through, suddenly they face the consequences of that change, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. Nobody, that wasn't supposed to happen, so now we need to make another change to correct the first change. And here we are. So
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah. So just bring
and
bring
it's all back to what they make money off, right?
I don't necessarily know if anybody
and how they can control us.
It's more about the control. Yeah. More about that and the whining because I mean 10 cents a bag. I think that money's not going anywhere, is it? Just to the store, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So yeah, no more plastic bags, just the single-use paper, and then we're going to have another consequence to this change later, so they're going to have to make another change to correct the first two changes because the paper
the
bags
are not
good.
The only part about this that I like
BYOB
is no longer will I have the checkout person ask me, would you like plastic bags? Yes. Are you okay with 10 cents a bag? I'm so tired of that question. Because it's the only thing you can buy anymore that costs 10 cents.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can't buy anything for 10 cents anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
So they've taken away another joy from me. I could buy something for 10 cents. I can't even do that anymore. Are we going to get to this vaccine thing that's killing us?
Yeah.
Because this is fascinating, so and I've been on this since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Myocarditis and pericarditis, according to British researchers, only occur after vaccination and not after COVID-19 infection. This is from Oxford University, which compared health outcomes among COVID-vaccinated and unvaccinated children. So it's mostly...
unvaccinated people. Kids are doing better. Let's do the short version of this, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the vaccine was bad for children.
All myocarditis and pericarditis events during the study occurred in vaccinated individuals, although they have to say it's rare. Nobody died that was involved in this study, but the study evaluated over 1 million English children ages 5 to 11 and adolescents 12 to 15. Vaccinated minors were compared to an equal number of unvaccinated, and children who took one dose were also compared to those who took two doses.
Yikes.
Vaccinated adolescents had significantly lower chances of testing positive for COVID-19 and needed related hospitalization, but they were not substantially different from unvaccinated children, and yada, yada, yada. And
so there was no significant difference. But you get the chance. Here's your parting gift.
Mm-hmm.
You can get myocarditis or pericarditis.
Yeah. And heart problems.
As your participation award.
Yes. And
This is what a hematologist told me, gosh, year and a half, 2 years ago. He said, no matter what you do, don't get the virus or don't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, really? What? And she's known. Apparently... all the hematologists are up on this. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
But no one wants to talk about it because for fear of being canceled and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it says, whilst rare.
Well, they always got to. Whilst
rare.
It's like you might not get it, but you also might. And if you do get it, you're kind of stuck with it. And yeah.
I want to start saying whilst more often. Whilst.
Yeah, it's a very British thing.
Whilst I'm talking, I'm going to use whilst more. I feel like I can't even say it correctly anymore. I've said it a couple of times now. Whilst?
Well, you got to say it with the accent.
Well, I'm not doing accents today. Because if I do an accent, you'll play that clip. Yeah, preemptively struck on that one. I know how to play this game.
Why are you gay?
I'm just going to play it anyway.
Well, I talked to somebody the other day who just got over. They had COVID. They got it. They just got over it. I said, tell me about it. What was the experience? I was really tired for 5 days. That's it? No fever, no head cold, no, nothing. I was just tired for 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's run. I said,
okay, well. If you feel cheated, we could get you myocarditis or pericarditis.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to pass on it.
Or turbo cancer or any other number of...
fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff that's coming out of the wonderful magic shot.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what I love about the show is we break things down and make them simple enough to understand.
Yes.
Vaccine, bad. We did it.
All right.
Taxes... bad. Gabbing nuisance?
Bad.
Bad.
We'll save some of this for the post-game wrap-up because, you know, we're kind of up on the...
capacity issues.
Yeah, we're up on a break. So after this, we'll make it all make sense on Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Back after this. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, radioslot.com. Scott's special request was Offspring and Self-Esteem. I figured after...
La, 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 la.
That's like... That's commentary on most of our shows. That's just what we sound like.
That's not what we sound like. We are smart. We are articulate. We we are informed.
And no, we are stupid and lack capacity.
No, we don't.
We're high capacity ding dongs.
We laugh at stuff like this.
Why are you gay?
And,
this is the childish version of the show. Yeah, not maybe, for children, but childish.
Maybe he's got a point. But it's our post-game wrap-up where we try to make it all make sense and
put it all together.
Scott, do you have anything?
I do. Post-game wrap-up brought to you today by Scott's Third Tee.
Okay.
Scott's Third Tee today stands for take time. What does that mean? Reserve judgment or reserved judgment. Take some time before you make a decision on something and wait and see if it's going to actually work. Maybe do a little more research. And we have examples of this everywhere. Yep. The minimum wage increase, if we would have reserved judgment on that, we would have found out that it was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Okay? And the problem is we have a governor who is just doing reactionary stuff and then trying to compensate and react later rather than reserving his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great tactic for us in life with our relationships and our business decisions. And you get a whim and you want to buy this and click.
Yeah.
That gets you in trouble, right? We've got a website. We call it the devil's website because you get excited. Yeah. And if you just reserve or wait, or how about you only buy half of what you think you really need to have, like that.
Should we explain what the devil's site is so people don't think it's...
No.
Yeah, okay.
Reserved judgment would have helped us on the... on this tax thing that we're into. It would have helped us on the vaccine as well. It would have helped us on masks. There's so many different things that this applies to. But we like to jump to conclusions and quick go left, right, wrong, black, white,
hot, cold.
And it's a negative commentary on a human condition.
Mm.
Right? We like to jump quick to judgment.
All right.
I say reserve judgment. There you go. Yeah. There's my rant. Take time.
Yeah.
You got plenty of it. And things play out. And then you find out, that was a good idea or a bad idea. It's how we build experiences.
I see.
And when you think something's bad, you might look at it for a little bit longer before you go with it. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
I agree. Ziggy, any final thoughts?
I'm biting my tongue. It's a family show.
Well, no, say something.
I'll tell you.
No, throw it in. We got 1 minute. Throw it in. No, come on.
Use your filter. No. Take some time. Reserve some judgment on this. This is an example.
See,
this is a great time for this. You don't have to keep pushing that button.
Ziggy.
Why are you good?
See, here
come
it
on.
Goes.
Well, I was just going to tie it into if men know the blank clarity. There's a clarity that, you know, if you take the time, you'll have more clarity at the end.
Okay.
No, I get it. And yeah, okay.
I don't. I'm really glad that you
good that you don't.
Used enough filter to have that come out clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was hard.
That was good reserve judgment. Good job.
Okay. Oh, I guess only he and I get the yoga, which is okay.
That's right. Let's keep it that way.
All right, Drake and Scott and with Ziggy, radioslot.com. That's it for this week.
See you next show.
We got to figure out what we're doing, and
we'll be back eventually.
Yeah. So I guess it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Meow.